This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, unless you guys say something, researchers are going to draw conclusions themselves. And I guess one question posed was patients go to the emergency room for a variety of issues, and that's when they are first introduced to opioids, to painkillers. So the question is what if doctors didn't offer the painkillers and just offered over-the-counter pills instead? And a new study tested that approach on patients with broken bones and sprains and found pain relievers sold as Tylenol and Motrin worked as well as opioids at reducing severe pain. Now, I know many of you have severe pain and would say, oh, hell no, Tylenol and Motrin did not cut it. All right, well, then you need to say something, because right now, these studies, especially the studies that get advertised and promoted and talked about in the news, are going to be anti-narcotic. Now, they're not completely wrong on this, and I'll tell you why, but still, I know that this is going to panic a lot of people who, you know, need pain medication for their pain. So anyway, they say these results challenge common ER practice for treating short-term severe pain, and this could prompt changes that would help prevent new patients from becoming addicted. But the study has limitations. It only looked at short-term pain relief in the emergency room, and researchers did not evaluate how patients manage their pain after leaving the hospital. But they say given the scope of the U.S. opioid epidemic, more than 2 million Americans are addicted to opioid painkillers or heroin. And experts say any dent in the problem could be meaningful. It could be meaningful, but it could also be catastrophic. All right? We start to tell ER docs to not write narcotics. This could get ugly. Now, the results were published Tuesday in the Journal of American Medical Association. Now, they say long-term opioid use often begins with a prescription painkiller for short-term pain, right? So, you break a bone, you have to have surgery, right? Like, let's say Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers broke his clavicle. Apparently, he had to have a bunch of pins put in. So, he was given narcotics, probably, all right? So, you know, you think, okay, short-term. But what if the pain's not going away and it really hurts? Then you start becoming addicted. Very easily can short-term pain medication turn into long-term. So they're right about that. And previous studies have shown opioids were prescribed in nearly one-third of ER visits, and about one out of five ER patients were sent home with opioid prescriptions. So they say preventing new patients from becoming addicted may have a greater effect on the opioid epidemic than providing sustained treatments to patients already addicted. That's according to Dr. Demetrius Christakow, an emergency medicine specialist at Northwestern. So the study looked at 411 adults treated in two emergency rooms at Montefiore Medical Center in New York City. Their injuries included leg and arm fractures or sprains. All were given acetaminophen, which is the main ingredient of Tylenol, plus either ibuprofen, the main ingredient of Motrin, or one of three opioids, oxycodone, which is a Percocet, hydrocodone, which is a Vicodin or Lortab, or codeine, which is the least severe of the narcotics. They were given standard doses and were not told which drug combo they received. Patients rated their pain levels before taking the medicine and 2 hours later. On average, pain scores dropped from almost 9 on a 10-point scale to about 5, with the negligible differences between the groups. Ibuprofen and acetaminophen, they kind of affect different pain receptors in the body, so using them together appeared to be pretty potent. He also noted that a pill combining ibuprofen and acetaminophen is available in other countries. We just don't have it here in America. So, is this a bunch of BS or is there some truth to this? Okay, well, I'll tell you guys straight up. When I had to have a biopsy done because we thought I had breast cancer, and they gave me Percocet and ibuprofen. That Percocet, it didn't really cut the pain. It made me loopy. It's a little psychedelic type stuff. It made me giggle. It didn't help the pain. I took the 800 milligram ibuprofen. Wow. Helped the pain. Ibuprofen is a better pain reliever than a narcotic, hands down. But here's the problem. Ibuprofen causes a lot more damage to the body than a very short-term, once-a-blue-moon narcotic. So when you have somebody who's dealing with a fracture, absolutely we give them ibuprofen. I mean, in fact, what we do in the ER, can I just tell you, as an ER doc, and this is what I did in the 90s, when I had somebody bust a bone or, you know, break something or sprain something, I gave them all ibuprofen. But I said, look, in case you have breakthrough pain, in case this ibuprofen doesn't cut it, I'm going to give you some narcotics just to have, just in case. Now, I didn't do a study back then, but a patient having something in their cupboard just in case rarely needed to use the pain medication, as opposed to, I'm not giving it to you. You just have to live on the ibuprofen. So I liked the idea of the kind of the placebo effect of, or the, you know what, don't worry, we got you, the safety net effect. You have a narcotic just in case you need it. And a lot of doctors notice that. If they tell a patient, no, you're not going to have a painkiller, all of a sudden mentally they're going to be in pain. But if you give them the ibuprofen and say, look, here's a little pain pill just in case, they end up doing better. That's got to be studied. We got to do a big study for that one. The only thing is do we want people on ibuprofen long term? No. Ibuprofen will give you an ulcer. Ibuprofen could put you into heart failure. Ibuprofen will cause GI bleed, obviously. It'll cause kidney disease. So in my practice, I couldn't keep people on ibuprofen because their kidneys were going to get fried. So, yes, the ER could technically write less narcotics, but they're already giving ibuprofen. They're already doing that. Now, what about the idea of tricking a patient? Giving a patient a pill and letting them think it's a painkiller. That could work. I wouldn't want to do that, but it could work. 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we got a little bit more scoop on this piece of crap, Devin Patrick, who killed 26 people in the deadly church massacre in Texas this Sunday. I wish he was alive so we can, you know, do what we need to make him pay for this. I'm so frustrated. They get away with it. You know, death was too easy for him. But apparently we missed a lot of signs. He was charged in military court with assaulting his then-wife and stepson, spent 12 months in a military prison, and received a bad conduct discharge, which we talked about the other day. He was obsessed with a family dispute and sent threatening text messages to his mother-in-law. He was charged with animal cruelty on suspicion of beating a dog. There was a, according to some former classmates, he had pro-gun violence content and a picture of his rifle on his Facebook page. A lot of us have pictures of our weaponry. I don't think that's a problem, but pro-gun violence is, okay? And as investigators are kind of piecing together, all right, you got a lot of people with a screw loose. You got a lot of people out there that, you know, do this kind of stuff, beat the dog, beat their wives. What brought them to actually deciding to shoot down a bunch of people while they're in prayer in church? He's only 26 years old. Of course, President Donald Trump called the mass shooting a mental health problem at the highest level. He revered the person who, thank God, was able to stop the shooter by pulling out his own gun. Apparently he was barefoot. His daughter, across the street, his daughter had heard the shots. So this gentleman goes and gets his gun and basically stops Devin Kelly, I believe shoots him, and as Devin Kelly drives away, decides to kill himself. So, you know, thank God somebody was armed to be able to stop him, because if he wasn't armed, then this guy who was walking up and down the church shooting people multiple times could have killed even more. Now, according to psychiatrist and epidemiologist, Duke University professor Jeff Swanson said, a history of violent behavior is a far better predictor of future violence than mental illness. Now, they say his record of domestic violence alone should have barred him under Texas law from purchasing the gun. And remember, this happened at First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs. The victims ranged anywhere from 17 months to 77 years. His wife's grandmother was killed in the process. 14-year-old daughter of the church's pastor. Now, the Air Force acknowledged yesterday that it did not appropriately relay Kelly's court-martial conviction for domestic assault to civilian law enforcement. Therefore, that information was never in the federal database that licensed gun dealers are required to check before selling someone a firearm. They said, had this information been in the database, it should have prevented gun sales to Kelly. My concern is he would have gotten the gun anyway. He would have found a way to get the gun and, you know, or had somebody else buy it for him and then buy it off that guy. So, when somebody bad wants to get a gun, they're going to get a gun. The Air Force and the Air Force Inspector General is now conducting an investigation into what happened. Former Air Force Chief Prosecutor Colonel Don Christensen said somebody really dropped the ball. Now, the shooter bought four weapons altogether, two in Colorado, two in Texas, according to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. They were purchased from 2014 through this year. Two handguns were found in his vehicle. A Ruger AR-556 rifle was found in front of the church where he dropped it during a standoff with a local resident. That was at Stephen Wolford, a hero, lives near the church, shot Kelly twice before the gunman fled the scene in his car. And then later, Kelly was found dead in his car a few miles from the church. He had shot himself in the head. Now, Kelly bought the rifle in April 2016 from an Academy Sports and Outdoor store in San Antonio, according to a law enforcement official. When Kelly filled out the background check, he did not check the box indicating that he had a disqualifying criminal history. Who would? Who would check the box? There's got to be a database. He listed an address in Colorado Springs, Colorado, when he bought the rifle. At one point, the shooter tried to get a license to carry a gun in Texas, but the state did deny it. That was according to the Texas Department of Public Safety. Buying a gun and obtaining a license to carry are two separate processes that don't rely on each other. So he was able to get a gun, but he couldn't shoot it. According to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he goes, how did this happen? So, anyway, basically what Kelly did in the Army Air Force Base was he served in logistics readiness at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico from 2010 until his discharge for assaulting his then-wife and stepson. Now, the attacks took place between 2011 and 2012. He initially faced multiple charges in his 2012 court-martial, according to records that CNN reviewed. He was originally charged with assault and battery against his spouse, aggravated assault against his stepson, four charges involving firearms. including two of pointing a loaded firearm at his wife and two of pointing an unloaded firearm. I would love to interview the wife and find out, oh my gosh, how did she get out of that relationship? Thank God. The firearms charges were dropped before the trial as a result of an agreement in which Kelly pleaded guilty to the aggravated assault against the child and the assault against his wife. As part of this plea, Kelly admitted to hitting his stepson on the head and body with a force likely to produce death or grievous bodily harm. Apparently, this kid's skull was fractured and he had internal bleeding. He admitted to kicking and hitting his wife repeatedly, choking her, pulling her hair. So I don't know why this didn't show up. He served 12 months in confinement, got a bad conduct discharge in 2014, and then animal cruelty as well. And, you know, people are like, okay, well, he cracked his stepson's skull to the point where he almost bled internally. You know, why are we worried about the dog? First of all, we love dogs, okay? But somebody beyond beating up a kid and his wife, that's sick. On top of that, beating a dog, you got somebody who is delusional. This guy is so mentally ill. All right? Anybody that's sitting there beating up a kid, beating up a wife, beating up a dog, this guy has to be put away or needs some major intervention. So basically, he was living in an RV park in Colorado Springs, and a neighbor told police he saw him punch a dog. He did plead guilty to animal cruelty charge, was ordered to pay more than $500 in fines and restitution, and required to complete an animal cruelty evaluation, and was given a deferred sentence of 18 months of unsupervised probation. Then later, the guilty plea was withdrawn, and the case was dismissed after he met the terms. Then, they say Kelly was supposed to show up on Sunday at his security guard job at the Summit Vacation Resort in New Braunfels, according to manager Claudia Varjabedian. His shift started at 4 p.m., no one had heard from him, and then they turned on the news. They said they were so shocked. He had only worked at this resort for about 5 weeks. He was quiet, wasn't really chatty with people, but he was polite. He never let on to his plans. He asked for clarification on a policy related to vehicles on the property, but they said he never seemed like he had plans to leave or do anything. You know, in June, he was registered as a non-commissioned security officer affiliated with the Schlitterbach Water Park and Resort in New Braunfels, which is where he lived. He had to submit fingerprints and fees. He worked there for 5.5 weeks this summer. So he was terminated, but we don't know why. We don't know about his religious affiliation. He was not a member of the church that he shot up. He did volunteer one night during the congregation's vacation Bible school. He did, they say, post a lot of non-God beliefs, atheism, a lot of gun violence, that kind of stuff. So the reason why we're dissecting this so much is because, you know, we want to figure out who is going to be the next, you know, person that's going to want to mass shoot. And, you know, I got chills sent, you know, up my spine when they were talking about how he was quiet. You know, when I in the urgent care, one of the World Trade Center bombers, pilots, flew a plane to the World Trade Center came to see me as a patient. And this was obviously days before. Who knew? You know, he was quiet. He was polite, but quiet. And I got the heebie-jeebies, and I'm like, why am I getting the heebie-jeebies? He's sick. But I seen so many other hundreds of patients before, he just acted differently than somebody with a sore throat. And later, a few days later, he goes on to run a plane into the World Trade Center. But quiet and polite. Unfortunately, that's how many of these people are. They want to stay under the radar, keep their head low. It's crazy stuff. It's a shame. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
It's it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Anthony Weiner's in jail now. He started his time on Monday, this past Monday. The disgraced former congressman is beginning to serve his sentence for sexting with a 15-year-old girl. Sexting is a text with sexually explicit messages. Weiner reportedly encouraged the girl, who made plain that she was underage, to get naked and fondle herself while he watched via Skype. That's according to court papers. He is expected to serve time at Federal Medical Center Devens, which is 40 miles west of Boston. At his sentencing in September, Weiner, 53 years old, asked to be allowed to continue sex addiction treatment. Devens is one of only 9 federal prisons that offers the treatment and is the facility closest to New York. Weiner's wife, Huma Abedin, 41 years old, has filed for divorce. The two have a 5-year-old son. Back in 2015, as you remember, Weiner notoriously sexted a picture of his bulging underwear while his son slept next to him. He also, years before, had pictures of him standing in the bathroom in his tidy whities. Weiner was, you know, a rising star in the Democratic Party. I believe he was going to be running for mayor. And, you know, unfortunately, he told Judge Denise Coates, "I was a very sick man for a very long time." He wore his wedding band at the proceeding, but he is not going to be able to take the ring with him to prison. Apparently, Devon's policy says inmates can only wear plain wedding bands valued at less than $100. So Weiner's sexting habit really derailed him and possibly derailed Hillary Clinton. If you guys don't remember, I'm sure you did. All right, this whole thing started out with FBI Director Comey when Anthony Weiner's laptop was being investigated for sexting pictures and evidence. And lo and behold, they found a lot of emails, right, that Huma Abedin had loaded onto it from Hillary Clinton. And when Comey received these 30,000 emails, he had to write Congress and say, "Look, we are reopening the investigation." And this was days before the election. Somebody got wind of that. It hit the news. And everybody found out that the FBI was reinvestigating Hillary Clinton based on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Within hours of this, maybe under 2 days, okay, so maybe, what, 40 hours, we were told by the FBI and Comey, "Nah, nah, nah, nothing's on there that would be of concern. You know, for the case, right, for the investigation." We're like, "Damn, you look through that fast." They're still looking through all the JFK material. The JFK assassination occurred in 1963, and they still aren't done reviewing all that material. Yet they could go through Anthony Weiner's laptop as it relates to Hillary in under 2 days. Really? Really? But basically, Anthony Weiner has been credited to saving the country from a Hillary Clinton presidency. I don't know if some of you guys agree with that or not, but this has been one hell of a soap opera or sitcom. I mean, Netflix can't write anything better than this. What's unfortunate is how Anthony Weiner goaded a 15-year-old girl to touch herself for him on Skype. And, you know, young girls are very vulnerable to older men. This whole Oedipus complex, needing a daddy figure, girls like older men, okay? It's more odd and rare for a woman to like a younger man. I know we have a whole new demographic of cougars out there, right? Which, and I'll tell you why that has started to flourish, but instinctively and primally, all right, young girls are attracted to people who could be daddy-type figures. They're not attracted to their dads. Lord have mercy. Dads fart and burp and make stupid jokes and, nah. We love our daddies, but nah, we're not attracted to our daddies. Yeah, you have somebody come in that's going to take care of you and going to give you that security that daddy gave you in your house. You know, a lot of women really respond to that, okay? Because, you know, women don't like to live alone. We don't. Some do. Some are like, "Fine with it. I've lived alone. Do I prefer it? Oh, no, no, no. I want a man in the house. That's just me." Yeah? I wanted him older. He wasn't that much older. Corey's only a couple years older. I wanted him stronger than me. I wanted him smarter than me. I just wanted him to, I wanted to be able to rely on him because I had done so much for myself for so long. And so I got that, and I was really, really happy that I got that. Until I realized, I'm like, "Wait a second, man, you can't spell like I can. You can't add like I can. Just give it to me." Can't find, you know, the directions of where we're supposed to go. You can't even find the restaurant. Give it to me. So, you know, things start to change. You coalesce. But, you know, women, especially when you're young and in that teenage state where you're trying to find yourself and your hormones are raging and, you know, guys at school are being jerks and they're immature and you see somebody who's more stable. Not that Anthony Weiner was, should be the epitome of somebody that would, you know, be able to, should be the poster child for that type of man. But unfortunately, that's probably why she fell for him. And, but also, she was able to be manipulated. And young girls, you know, if they're underage, you know, and you manipulate them being overage, that's a crime. That's a major serious crime. And so he might have known exactly what to do. Look at that. He's had years of experience with sex. Here's a young girl, doesn't know what she's falling into. And this guy was very easily able to manipulate her. So good. I'm glad he's going to jail. Right? I hope she's going to be okay. I'm not sure what treatment she's been going through, but that's just crushing. But now, what about women and the cougars? Okay. So women like older men when they're younger. The problem is when we women get older, we look at older men. But older men, and I got to be honest, I know you guys are not going to like me talking about this. But when a woman reaches her 50s or 60s, maybe, okay, the men that she's with in her age group, they're facing a lot more health issues. And remember, women want to know that there's going to be a man in the house. I mean, heterosexual women, okay? And so an older woman may start to look at younger men for the longevity of the relationship. Every woman in my family outlived her husband by decades. It's a scary thought. And older women don't want to be alone. I mean, if we didn't want to be alone when we were teenagers, if we didn't want to be alone in our 20s and 30s, what makes you think we want to be living in a house alone when we're 60 or 70? And so we very easily start to look towards younger men. One, because younger men have the physique and they look like the guys in the movies. You know, I mean, and so if you had a chance to date, you know, Tom Selleck or Michael Fassbender, you'd probably want to date Michael Fassbender now. Even if years ago you were attracted to Tom Selleck. Okay? Get? Dig? All right. And so very commonly older women are going to then look at younger men. And maybe it'll be 5 years younger, 10 years younger, 20 years younger. I don't know. But you as a guy, I don't know, you got to catch it right. I don't know what you got to do. I think maybe the perfect age for a guy is probably 30s, 40, for any of that, except not underage women. Okay, not underage. Honestly, a lot of you guys, you don't know how girls think. It's kind of spooky. And we women don't talk about it. Me, you know how risky it is for me to talk about that? I will lose my PMS privileges. I have a PMS card I always like to play. I will lose that in a second if any women knew that I was telling you guys all our secrets. Lose it in a second. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how legal is it for you to play around on a plane with your lover underneath a blanket. You're going to hear what happened to one couple. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 424.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So many of us get cold on an airplane and we ask for a blankie, and the blankets are really thin, And you really can't bundle up with one of those blankets on the airplane. And you're like, why is this even called a blanket? Well, there's a reason for that. It's because people take the blankets and they try to have sex underneath them. And a couple was caught in a sex act on a Detroit-bound passenger jet last month. And they even let that blankie fall off and continue. And a man who was sleeping in the same row, I guess, had to sit there while he was sleeping with this sex act going on. As one passenger wrote in a witness statement, I felt bad for the guy beside them, but I guess he was sleeping. Now, he slept through an incident that actually triggered an FBI investigation. Okay, you have sex on a plane, this Mile High Club that everybody wants to join? Not good. You're going to land yourself in jail. Not supposed to have sex on a plane, people. Okay? Which is why I'm not in the Mile High Club. It's because I don't want to break the law. Not that anybody would want it. If nobody wants me on the ground, why would they want me 20,000 feet in the air? Anyway, so apparently, according to the FBI investigation, a highly intoxicated woman was performing oral sex on a man in row 26. It triggered complaints from nearby passengers in other rows who caught on to what was going on. The woman in particular was less than cooperative, a police report said, noting she yelled and screamed and was continuously disruptive after being hauled off to an airport jail cell. Maybe she thought she could be able to sue, and make some money for a poorly done evacuation. So, some of these details that occurred October 29th, it was documented in a 9-page police report obtained by the Detroit Free Press under the Freedom of Information Act. Apparently, both man and woman received citations from the FBI for lewd and lascivious behavior and for disorderly conduct. 48-year-old California woman and 28-year-old man met on the Delta Airlines flight between L.A. and Detroit. They just met. The woman's seat was not even in a row, but she switched her seat so that she could be next to him. Then about 3:30 p.m., Detroit Metro Police received a report that two passengers were having intercourse. The female involved was highly intoxicated. Now, when they interviewed the man, he said, nah, she fell asleep on my lap. And they didn't have intercourse. He said that he only grabbed her breast on the outside of her clothes. So these two are in trouble. When the officer questioned the woman, eyes were bloodshot and red. Both passengers were handcuffed and led away. I don't know if anybody on the plane was clapping or applauding. I don't know, but, we see this in movies, and we make jokes about it, and it's glorified in Hollywood to have sex on a plane. I'm telling you right now, it is bad news. Don't do that. So, she left, by the way, on another flight without incident. Okay? But getting a citation by the FBI is not good. I thought they were arrested also before lewd behavior, but I guess maybe it's just a misdemeanor. I don't know. All right, so people, there's other choices, okay? Now, a Georgia mother says she wants her son's teacher fired after he was caught on video threatening a student in class. April Carr told WSB-TV that she was beyond shocked when she heard her son's teacher curse and threatened to shoot him. She said she received a call from the assistant principal last Thursday telling her somebody used profanity with her son. Carr said she asked her son about it, and he told her what happened. She said, I think it's a terroristic threat on my son's life that I definitely don't take lightly. I want him fired. So what was said? Basically, apparently, the video captured the teacher, Paul Hagen, a physics teacher at Rockdale Career Academy, telling a black student, quote, don't smile at me, man. That's how people like you get shot. I gotta bet, he writes, by the time you're 21, someone's gonna put a bullet right through your head, okay? And it might be me, the one who does it. Now, whoa, that's a teacher telling a kid that somebody's gonna put a bullet right through your head and it might be me. All right, not good. Now, I understand teachers get frustrated. I get that. I understand that a kid laughing at you and smiling and not paying attention and, making evil faces will get your goat. But you are an adult. You are a teacher. And I've seen teachers be pushed to the limit. I did that. I make teachers leave rooms all the time. Like, I can't take this anymore, and then walk out. I'm like, yeah, everybody high-fives me. I'm like, I know, D. And I got the teacher to leave. Dolly in the principal's office now. I was like, no. Man, but I got the teacher to leave. Now the class is fun. Into the principal's office now. So, you know, where's the stress tests? Why are we doing stress tests on these people? Like this Kelly guy that shot up the church on Sunday. Okay, we need stress tests. We need to know how far somebody's going, although this guy would have failed the stress test because he already beat up his wife and stepkid and a dog. But with this, with these teachers, you know, I mean, we entrust these teachers to have our kids and to take care of our kids and to make sure the kids have a safe zone. We also, this is, again, an unspoken truth, but we also expect that teacher to take a bullet for our kids. Like with Sandy Hook. Those teachers got in front of the kids in between the gun. Somebody comes into your kid's school. You're expecting your teacher to get up in front. And I mean, we do this. Not that that's the smartest thing for anybody to do. Everybody should get down on the ground and whatever. But, you know, you just expect that teacher is going to put, you know, your child first. Not literally, and put the child in front of them. And then, you know, you have a teacher like that where it looks like he really got mad, where, you know, it got to the point where he's like, look, somebody's going to really want to put a bullet in your head. It could be me. That's some sick stuff. You don't want a teacher like that. I agree he should be fired. You know, I know we have freedom of speech, and I know people get mad. But he didn't say, you know, it's one thing to say, wipe that smile off the face. I am so, you're really ticking me off. Get the hell out of here. Okay. That's non-fireable. Once you start bringing up a bullet to the head with a little baby kid, Even if the kid was a teenager, he's a kid. Not right. Not good. And people get mad. But people get mad all the time. Man, I wish I could run you over with the car. People say that stuff all the time. People say stuff. Can't do it in this day and age now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A county in Minnesota is now grappling with the largest outbreak of tuberculosis in the country. Health officials count 17 cases of tuberculosis. 6 people have died. The Minnesota Department of Health has linked 3 of these 6 deaths in Ramsey County directly to the disease. They say we've put a lot of resources into responding to the situation, according to the state's director of infectious disease. It's involved elderly people in the Hmong community. Especially those that shared activities at a senior center. We have a large, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Hmong community in Minnesota. So I think it's really important that they're aware of the situation and attentive and monitoring what goes on with elders. Now, what is tuberculosis? Well, tuberculosis is caused by a bacteria. We used to call it consumption. It has been one of the deadliest lung infections in history. And one-third of the world's population is infected with it, and it ranks in the top 3 causes of death worldwide. In America, we've been able to keep it at bay. But it's a bacteria that needs oxygen to survive, and it can be transmitted when somebody sneezes or coughs, passes respiratory fluid, okay? It can also grow on contaminated fluids, surfaces. So you can have a cough for over 3 weeks. You could cough up blood. You can have pain with coughing, weight loss, fever, night sweats, chills, loss of appetite. And those symptoms can, unfortunately, make one think that you have tuberculosis. So we do an x-ray, right? We do cultures. It can even spread to other parts of the body. But if you have tuberculosis, you are going to be on treatment for at least 6 to 9 months. We are not going to mess around. There is a vaccine. We don't have in the United States, but there is a vaccine. And we have to really be careful with people in close quarters and elderly populations. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system.
which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common cold, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.